What does North Korea's saber rattling mean for Christians? Indonesia's capital declares a state of emergency, and Sunday is World Leprosy Day. We'll explain all this and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea's nuclear ambitions are topping nearly every headline lately. But what about the persecuted church? Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA says,
one of the reasons why we need to alert the media. We need to campaign for those Christians and look beneath the headlines of these nuclear tests.
North Korea is the worst oppressor of Christians in the world, and leader Kim Jong-un isn't changing anything.
We've seen no lessening of that in his 1 year in power. In fact, we've seen even more persecution.
Open Doors recently reported the deaths of two believers.
I believe that's the tip of the iceberg, because we really don't know how many people are killed for their belief in Jesus Christ.
Many of the 200,000 known prisoners in North Korea's death camps are followers of Christ. Pray for their faith to be strengthened, and pray for the Kim regime.
All things are possible to the Lord, so we have to come with that right attitude that He can change things, and only He can change things.
Next, unusually heavy monsoon rains flooded Jakarta, Indonesia this week. The waters aren't expected to start receding until Sunday. Meanwhile, over 100,000 lost their homes. The government declared a state of emergency. Compassion International has 9 student centers in the middle of the flood zone. The team created a disaster response task force and will be acting in Christ's name as they bring aid. If you can help or pray, connect through missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. World Leprosy Day is January 27th. On Sunday, the focus will be on the needs of some of the poorest and most marginalized people in the world, those affected by leprosy. Patients become social pariahs, says Audio Scripture Ministries J.P. Sundararajan.
People are afraid of what this disease is, and then because of it, they are afraid of contracting that disease from that person, and then even associating with them.
ASM partners with a ministry in India that sent digital audio Bibles into a leper colony called Shanti Gramam, which means village of peace. It used to be anything but.
The kind of hope that it's injected into this community is quite unreal. And I can say all I want, but I am just scratching the surface. I really wish I could communicate better what God's word in these communities is able to do.
The gospel is transformational. Now,
other colonies are kind of getting wind of what has happened. And so we're getting all these requests for audio Bibles to come in. So, you know, an average listener could help provide a Bible for $35.
Next, what if you showed up for school, but your teacher was speaking a language you didn't understand? It'd be a long school year, wouldn't it? Well, Wycliffe Bible Translators husband and wife team Greg and Diane Decker minister to kids across Asia and Africa with multilingual education. Diane explains.
Multilingual education begins with the learner's first language and helps learners learn the curriculum content in school in that language, and then it adds other languages that they need to learn, like perhaps a national language or English.
It also provides chances to share the gospel.
This opportunity for MLE opens broad doors for we as Christians to interact and to minister to people who normally do not accept Christians to come into their communities.
Greg shares how you can help.
There's a great need right now for educators who are interested in missions and interested in literacy work to be involved in this.
And you'll soon be able to get an on-the-ground perspective of life in Bangladesh. Right now, 5 Christian bloggers are seeing firsthand the transformation started through Food for the Hungry Child sponsorship programs. They're meeting Bangladeshis and sponsored kids who are being helped by FH in Jesus' name. On Monday night, you can interact with bloggers in a live Twitter chat. Follow @MNNTeam to join in. Find more details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Now, this book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp. Torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand today at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.